Bava Kamma, Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin. This Mishnah really has three different component parts. The first part is going to be a detail of the penalty of a chomesh, of giving an extra fifth for having sworn to your friend that you did not owe him money. The second part of the Mishnah is going to point out how this halacha is not just when you steal money, but it's also talking about when you had money that was placed in your hand by the person and you refused to return it, and you deny the fact that you have it. And the third part is going to be a contrast to the following Mishnah about what type of claim and what type of denial will cause the person to have to pay the penalty and which will not. The Mishnah begins, Nasan lo es hakeren, if after having sworn falsely that he did not have the person's money, he then admits, and now he has to pay keren v'chomesh, he needs to pay the principal plus a fifth, he gives the person he owes the keren, he gives him the principal, but when it comes to paying him the chomesh, he now denies the fact that he owes him the chomesh, he maintains he gave it to him already, let's say, v'nishba lo al chomesh, and he swears to him that he does not owe him the chomesh, that he already paid it. And then he subsequently admits it. So then, hareze mishalim chomesh al chomesh. Now he has to pay, of course, he owes the fifth, which is now has become the principal, but he also has to pay a fifth of the fifth, which is the principal. And this would go on, ad shi yismait hakeren pachas mishavapruta. This can happen several times until the point where the principal, which is the fifth, or the fifth of the fifth, or the fifth of the fifth of the fifth, until that principle is pachus mishava pruta is less than the value of a pruta, at which point swearing falsely will not cause you to have to pay the penalty of a fifth. The next part of the Mishnah tells us how v'chein b'pikadon, this whole halacha of paying keren v'chomesh, of having to pay this penalty when he swears falsely, is not only by if you stole an item, but also by a pikadon, also by something, money that was entrusted, or an item that was entrusted with you, and you then deny that you have the item, you swear to that effect, and then you admit afterwards. And this is based on the pasuk shenamar, as the pasuk said, b'fikadon, with a something that was given to you in trust, o b'sesumas yad, which is understood to mean, sesumas yad literally means placement in hand, and it's referring to a milveh, instead of an item being placed in your hand, like by a pikadon, sumas yad is referring to a loan where you've been lent money. O begazel, or you rob somebody. O ashak es amiso, or you have oppressed the person. That's talking about, let's say, you've hired a person and then you deny that you owe him the schar, that you owe him the wages. O matza aveda, or you found somebody's lost item. V'chicheshba, and about any of these items, you deny that you have the person's money. V'nishbal shaker. About those cases, the Mishnah concludes, ha'reza mishalim keren v'chamesh v'asham. You have to pay the principal, a fifth, and bring a carbon asham. Then the Mishnah says, in the third component of the Mishnah, if somebody says to his friend, heichan pikdoni, where is my pikadon? Where is the item that I placed for safekeeping with you? And Amar lo, his friend responds, avad, got lost. And let's say he's a shomer chinam, he's somebody who's watching for free, and aveda, if he says that it got lost, he can patra himself with that, he's not liable. Mashbiach ani, but the friend says, wait a second here, I want you to swear to me to that effect. Amar amen, he says amen, which is an acceptance of the shvua. And then va'edim ma'edim aso shachalo, and then witnesses come and say, "Yeah, you didn't lose it. You actually ate it up. The item, let's say, it was an edible item. Mishalim es hakeren. He only pays the keren. He only pays the principal. He doesn't pay the penalty of the chomesh or bring the asham. And that's because the case of chomesh and asham is only if he admits his own guilt, not if witnesses force him into it." However, hoda me'atzmo, but if he admits himself, then that's the Torah's case where mishalim keren v'chomesh v'asham, he pays the principal, the fifth, and he has to bring the carbon asham.